In a surprise move this week, Walmart Stores Incorporated announced the company would be closing dozens of Sam's Club stores across the country, saying on Twitter they would be closing Sam's Club stores after a thorough review of their existing portfolio and decided to close a series of clubs and better align our locations with our strategy. One of the stores on that list, the Owings Mills location on Reisterstown Road, but there would not be a gradual closing of the store. In fact, it closed abruptly. And 169 employees learned about the news as they were arriving to work Thursday morning. Joining us to discuss the sudden shutter of the Sam's Club in Owings Mills is Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz. Mr. Kamenetz, welcome.
Thank you.
So I understand that your office found out about the closure as a shock, first getting notification at 10 o'clock that some employees would be getting raises and some would be getting bonuses, one-time bonuses, of up to $1,000. And at 11 o'clock, there was another notification from Walmart Stores Incorporated.
Yeah, that's true. We obviously read in the paper about their effort to increase the minimum wage there, but 169 jobs were eliminated at the Owings Mills location and 10,000 jobs nationwide. But I want you to think for a moment about how they handled it, which I think was somewhat insensitive. As we were getting a phone call, there were folks who were just coming to work, and when they arrived at the Owings Mills location, they found the doors locked with a sign taped to the door that basically said, you're out of a job. And these aren't just 170 jobs. This is 170 people who are working hard just to make ends meet. This is 170 families who now are going to be struggling to pay the rent, to pay for heat, and really to make ends meet. So, Baltimore County government, we're going to step in and do what we do here, which is to help these folks with emergency funds to pay the rent and pay the utilities, but also we're reaching out to these folks and letting them know we do have job training opportunities available, and we're going to help find jobs for these folks. But I just want you to think about this for a second. Walmart is the world's largest retailer, and President Trump and the Republicans just gave Walmart this huge tax gift. And they respond by laying off 10,000 people. I just think it's outrageous.
So Walmart Incorporated said that some hourly employees were in line for raises up to $11 an hour, and other hourly employees would be getting one-time bonuses of up to $1,000, but only for those who are eligible. Also, the company would be giving those workers who would now be out of a job 60 days pay, plus if they were eligible for the $1,000 bonus, those persons would get that bonus and severance pay.
Well, the WARN Act requires that they give this notice. They're not doing anything beyond what the law requires of them in terms of payment and those benefits. But even this $1,000 charade that they're talking about, that only goes to an employee who's been at Walmart for 20 years. That isn't every employee who gets it. So I really want to talk about this for a second, because this President Trump's job bill that the Republicans have touted here, this has nothing to do with creating jobs. This is all about giving corporations big tax cuts that they're going to use for their own purposes. It has nothing to do with job creation. And in fact, as we see, it even leads to 10,000 losses.
So for those persons, those now 170 former employees of Sam's Club in Owings Mills, where do they go? How can they get in touch with an agency to help them in this transition?
Well, we have three American Job Centers located in Baltimore County, in Randallstown, in Hunt Valley, and in East Point. The best way is they can go online and check that out on BaltimoreCountyMD.gov, or they can certainly make a phone call, 410-887-8912. So we stand ready to assist individuals with a career consultation, trying to give them opportunities for retraining and update workforce skills and resume writing and interview skills, and also opportunities to give them some guidance in case they need emergency assistance as well. The real issue here is, look, there are 380,000 jobs here in Baltimore County. So, this is not necessarily devastating to the economy of Baltimore County, mm-hmm. but it clearly is devastating to these 169 individuals. And we care about them, and we're here to help everyone here. But I just think that this national debate about talking about tax cuts really reveals what this is all about. It's all about corporate giveaway so that they can enhance their profits. The amount of profits has nothing to do with job creation. Corporations decide to create jobs when they think the business is out there. They obviously close stores when they don't think the business is out there. But these tax cuts only go into the corporate pocketbook and not into the pocketbook of folks on Main Street.
Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz with us on WEAA. While I have you, I'd like to ask if you would like to offer your thoughts on the disparaging remarks President Trump made Thursday regarding immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and African nations.
Well, of course, it's almost like nothing shocks us anymore with what comes out of the mouth of this president. But what he does each time is reveal what he really thinks inside of his head. And I just think it's despicable. Every day you wake up and you think, what did President Trump say or do today? It's just exhausting. And I condemn his comments, but I can't say I'm surprised.
Right. Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz. Mr. Kamenetz, thanks for your time with us on WEAA.
Thanks so much.